Okay, guys, this is the podcast for Intermediate 2 Modern Studies pupils. I'm going to give you a few top tips and some advice about how to maximise your chances of doing well on exam day. And that's the best place to start, I think. Remember, Intermediate 2 Modern Studies is on the 11th of May. And you'll be in the exam hall for 2 hours from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 11th of May, 9 till 11. Make sure you're there in plenty of time and make sure you're well prepared. Now, what can you expect? Well, we're very lucky in modern studies because we can pretty much say that we know for a lot of the paper what's coming up. For example, we know what questions we're going to attempt. Intermediate 2 Modern Studies pupils in Smithycroft must attempt question 1, 3 and 6. Those are the three topics that we've studied over third and fourth year. Question 1 will be about what we call the Scotland topic, but in the exam paper they will give it its full title, Government and Decision Making in Scotland. But it's our nickname for it is the Scotland topic. And all of that will be in your S3 folder. You then move on to question 3, which we called, our nickname was Wealth and Health. But again, the exam paper will give it its full title, Equality in Society, Wealth and Health in the UK. And finally, when you finish that question, you move on to question 6, which we called the China topic, but the exam paper will call it the People's Republic of China. Questions 1, 3, 6. Attempt no other questions. They are for other schools that have prepared other topics. Everything you need to know for the Scotland topic, for Wealth and Health, and for China are in your S3 and S4 folders. You will have to revise. But that's not a problem. It's all there. There should be nothing that crops up that in any way should scare you, stump you, or throw you. You can do these questions. You have the information. You're going to be well ready for it. Now remember, in the Scotland topic, you want to be very familiar with all the work that we did on the Scottish Parliament and the work of MSPs, how they are elected, and especially the results of the election of May last year. You'll also need to be up to date with the work we did on local councils and pressure groups, and the role of the media. When you move on to Wealth and Health, you should be familiar with all the work we did about why people are poor in Britain, what causes poverty, the problems of unemployment, the problems of low pay, and how that affects many people's health. That's why the topic's called Wealth and Health. So why is it that in Scotland we have a poorer health record and a lower life expectancy and a higher rate of heart disease than in other parts of the UK? These are the things the exam will expect you to know. And when you turn to your China question, you'll need to be familiar with the work we did on the politics of China, the growing economy of China and the power of its economy in the world today. You should know about urban-rural contrast in China, the differences in living between the countryside and the cities, and human rights in China. Getting familiar with the work that we did on political prisoners and the Chinese treatment of Tibet are the kind of things you're looking for there. Now, you also have to remember that the paper, the Intermediate 2 paper, is really split 50-50 between source-based questions and knowledge questions. And the source-based questions are where we can really grab a lot of marks because we know what to expect. You will be asked 4 source-based questions and we know what they will be. You'll be asked one where you are expected to support and oppose the statement. You will then be asked to show how the statement is being selective in the use of facts. You'll also be expected to come to conclusions on 3 out of 4 subheadings. And finally, you'll have to do a DMA, a decision-making activity, where you choose between 2 options and justify your decision. Now, none of that in any way will surprise us. We know what to expect. You will need to delve back into your source-based questions jotter and your source-based questions folders. But everything is there. If you practice, 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 it's a great opportunity to gather large amounts of marks because none of it is a mystery. We know what's coming up. The knowledge questions are a slightly different story. We don't exactly know what they're going to ask us. You just need to be prepared to tackle anything that throws up on these topics that are ours. Scotland, wealth and health, China. Now, here are some top tips on how to do your absolute best in the exam on exam day. First of all, remember, you're in that exam for 2 hours. You should be working for 2 hours. The source-based questions take a lot of reading to absorb the information. So if you're not writing, don't panic. You're gathering the information in your head and you're using your source-based questions top tips, using ticks and crosses and letters when we're talking about the conclusions questions and option 1, option 2. You're labelling the sources 1 and 2. It's all good work. But you need to read the sources carefully so you can put together a proper level of answer. You will need the 2 hours. Do not even consider leaving the exam hall early because it simply means that your questions that you've tackled, your answers will not be of a high enough level for Intermediate 2. Intermediate 2 pupils do not survive on a that'll day attitude. It won't do. Only your best will do. If you get stuck at a question, don't sit and stare at it. Put the number in the margin, leave an appropriate amount of space and move on. And you can come back to it later if you've got a bit of time at the end. Minutes means marks. If you waste minutes, you're wasting the opportunity to gain marks. And this whole exercise is about gathering as many marks as you can. Give the marker what they want. When you're answering your knowledge questions, remember the golden rule. For every 2 marks, you need to make a point, explain it, and give an example. So a 6-mark question will demand 3 P's. A 4-mark question, just 2 P's. And if you can't think of an explanation, or you can't think of an example, at least make the point. You may get something. Finally, revision is absolutely crucial. Don't rely on your memory. I know that some pupils go into the modern studies exam and they probably are saying to themselves, I haven't done very much revision, but we'll just see what they ask us. That's no use. You need to revise and you need to be able to tackle anything they throw at you. So be a pupil who knows that they can do their best. I call them can-do pupils. And I don't want you coming out saying to me, I left that blank, I didn't attempt that. There's always something you can write. Remember, it's not up to you to decide whether it's correct or not. It's up to the marker. Let the marker decide. Write it down and let the marker decide. So to sum up, what's going to be ahead of you on the 11th of May? First of all, nothing to be scared of. We know what half the paper is going to be. It's going to be source-based questions. And we know what those source-based questions are going to be. The other half of the paper will be knowledge questions. Nothing to be scared about. You just need to remember to pee. And you need to remember to keep it simple. Kiss. And you need to remember to show that you know. Stuck. Pee, kiss, stuck. If you stick to that, you'll have absolutely nothing to worry about. Now, everyone wants you to do well in this exam. Everybody. Your parents, your carers, your teachers, me, and it's for you. It's for you that we want you to do well, so that you get the rewards for all the hard work that you've put in throughout S3 and S4. Now, I'll be there on the day to make sure you all get in safely and that you're all here. And I'll be there in the day to see you all come out. And we can very quickly go over the paper and you can maybe tell me how you thought you got on. But it's a one shot at Intermediate 2 Modern Studies. Let's make it our best shot. So good luck. Don't worry about anything. Work hard and everything will be okay. So this is Mr. Carroll saying goodbye. Good luck, and I'll see you all on the 11th of May.